Hee Haw Deenie and the Great Zambini by Kim Kennedy, illustrated by Doug Kennedy. On a farm, there lived a little donkey named Hee Haw. His best friend was a field mouse named Chester. They loved to sit under an apple tree and practice magic tricks. "One day," Hee Haw would say, "we will become real magicians. We will travel to exciting places and do amazing things." "Just like the Great Zambini, the world's most famous magician," Chester would chime in. The other farm animals would just shake their head, but still Hee Haw and Chester practiced, day after day, under the apple tree. One morning, Rabbit passed by while Hee Haw and Chester were trying out some new tricks. "Would you like me to pull you from this hat?" Hee Haw asked Rabbit. "I'll believe it when I see it," laughed Rabbit, hopping away. Along came Goose and Pig. "Would you like to see me make an egg disappear?" asked Hee Haw. "No, honk, Zeus." "Then allow me to pull a coin from your ear," squeaked Chester. "Nope, grunted Pig. "Don't you think it's time for the two of you to quit practicing magic tricks?" Goose snapped. "Everyone knows that there is no way farm animals from this country could ever be magicians." Chester sighed. "Don't listen to them," Hee Haw told Chester. "They obviously don't know what the about this magician's secret motto." "You're right," said Chester, reciting the motto. In order to become a magician, one must believe that magical things can happen." Suddenly, Hee Haw's big ears twitched, hearing the whistle of a locomotive. "Look," he said, "a circus train is coming." One by one, the boxcars passed. Each was grand, but the last was the most spectacular of all. It belonged to the Great Zambini. After the train had faded from sight, Hee Haw noticed something lying in the grass. "It's the Great Zambini's magic chest," he said. "It must have fallen from the train." Hee Haw snuck the trunk back to his stall. "Let's open it," whispered Hee Haw. "How?" asked Chester. "We don't have a key." "This calls for the unlock-o maneuver," said Hee Haw, trying his skills on the lock. Then he waved his hooves slowly above the chest. "Open sesame," he commanded with a click. The shimmering lid opened. "Wow," the friend said, gazing inside. All night long, Hee Haw and Chester practiced with the Great Zambini's very own cards, props, and magic wands. They read his books of magic and even learned some of his most difficult illusions. Finally, the two were ready to do what magicians do, put on a magic show. "We'll perform the magic show in disguise," said Hee Haw. "Everyone will come if they believe that we are famous magicians from somewhere far away from this farm." "Then we'll need fantastic names," said Chester. "I'll be Zabba Zabba the Magnificent. And I," said the donkey with a bow, "will be Hee Haw Deenie." While the rest of the animals snoozed, Hee Haw and Chester hung posters around the farm. "Did you hear that?" Goose flapped the next morning. "A magic show featuring the amazing Hee Haw Deenie and Zabba Zabba is going to take place in this barn tonight." "Oh, really?" said Hee Haw, winking at Chester. "Yes," she squawked. "It's your chance to see real magicians." "We'll be here," said Hee Haw. "You can count on that." There was a huge crowd that night. The barn was packed with every animal from the farm. Their excitement kept growing until the curtains parted, revealing the mysterious Hee Haw Deenie and Zabba Zabba. Applause filled the air as the magicians began their incredible show. From the front row, Rabbit watched as Hee Haw Deenie waved his hands in the air and said, "Abracadabra." In an instant, Rabbit vanished from his seat and popped out of Hee Haw Deenie's hat. "Now that's really magic," thought an astonished Rabbit as he searched the audience for Hee Haw and Chester. "Where could they be?" he wondered. "How about a volunteer?" said Hee Haw Deenie. He plucked Goose from the audience and cried, "Behold what magical powers can do. Watch as this bird gets sawed in two." Squawks of disbelief came from the chicken section when Goose was sawed in half and then put back together again. "I'd like to see Hee Haw and Chester try that," thought Goose. Next, Zabba Zabba pulled Pig on stage and announced, "Observe as I dare to lift this very pig in the air." "Impossible," shouted the crowd. "I'll begin by summoning magical forces," said Zabba Zabba. "Magic, oh magic," he chanted, waving his hands around Pig. "Magic, oh magic." With a startled snort, Pig began to rise up, 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 until he levitated high above the stage. "Bravo," the crowd cheered at the end of the show. "I wish Hee Haw and Chester could have been here," blurted Goose. "They were here," said Hee Haw Deenie. Then, to everybody's surprise, the magicians removed their costumes. "It's Hee Haw and Chester," the crowd said with a gasp. "I don't believe it," cried Goose. "I don't believe it. And that's what makes it magic, came a booming voice from the shadows. It was none other than the Great Zambini himself. I came looking for my magic trunk, and I see it has been put up to good use, he explained. In fact, he added, I would like Yihan Chester to join my magic act. Together, we'll travel to exciting places and do amazing things. Goose is flabbergasted. You would like them to join you? She asked. But they're just farm animals. They may be, said the great Zambini, but they are also now magicians, and the greatest feat of all was making them possible seem possible, and a donkey and a mouse can indeed become magicians. Yihan Chester bowed as the great magician stepped onto the stage. Now for the grand finale, the great Zambini announced, he raised his cap and declared, there's more to magic than smoke and mirrors or hiding a trick up your sleeve. True magic begins when one has the courage and heart to simply believe. So bid farewell to Zaba Zaba and the mysterious Hihadini. The time has come for these magician friends to join the great Zambini. He swished his cap, and in a great puff of smoke, they all disappeared.